Chapter 7. Theron punched the comlink of his small shuttle, opening a hailing frequency with the control tower at one of the hundreds of spaceports on Coruscant's surface.
This is Sojourner requesting landing clearance.
Copy that, Sojourner. Transmit ship registration for authentication.
Transmitting.
There was a longer pause than usual on the other end of the comlink before the voice replied,
Sojourner, you need to reroute to another spaceport. Sending coordinates now.
Theron didn't bother to protest. He knew what was going on.
Guess I should have called the director after that mess on Nar Shaddaa. Understood,
he said, not bothering to look at the new coordinates. He already knew exactly where they would order him to go.
A security escort is awaiting your arrival.
I bet they are,
he answered, disconnecting the call. As he brought the ship into land, Theron noticed two men wearing Coruscant Security Force uniforms standing by a waiting speeder. He doubted they were actually part of the official planet-wide security force. The director wouldn't involve a civilian organization unless he had to, and it was common for SIS personnel to adopt the uniforms of local authorities when they were expecting trouble but wanted to avoid drawing extra attention.
Theron Shan?
One of the men said as he climbed out of his shuttle.
What if I say no?
Don't cause any trouble, the other warned. The director's not in the mood.
Theron briefly thought about making a move. It wasn't that he was actually worried about what the director had planned, but he was eager to test himself against the two agents sent to bring him in. But in the end, he realized he was being foolish. The agents were just following orders. No need to hurt somebody.
We're all on the same side here,
he assured them. The ride to SIS headquarters was conducted in complete silence. Theron's escorts appeared calm and relaxed, but he could tell they were watching him closely the entire way. Upon landing, they led him into the building, one marching in front of him, the other behind. They didn't break formation until they reached the director's office. One of the men reached out and pressed the buzzer on the door. In response, it slid open, and the director called out,
I'll take it from here.
Theron gave each of his guards a cheery wave and stepped into the room. As the door slid shut behind him, the director looked up from behind his desk and shook his head.
Can't tell me why I shouldn't have you court-martialed for physically assaulting a fellow agent?
That hook came at me first,
Theron reminded him.
I was just minding my own business on Nar Shaddaa when he pressed that knife up against my back. How was I supposed to know he was one of ours?
A review board might buy that,
the director admitted.
Until they remember the part where I ordered you to get off Nar Shaddaa.
I just thought you were being overprotective,
Theron protested.
I would have taken you a little more seriously if I'd known you were in the middle of a mission, but you didn't really explain the situation.
I don't have to explain things,
the director snapped.
I'm the boss, remember? I give you an order and you follow it!
Theron shifted uncomfortably in his seat.
At least I managed to rescue the prisoners.
But you did it in a way that compromised the entire operation. You think this is the first time Morbo's auctioned off our people? We've been watching him for months, tracking his suppliers and marking his buyers, slowly putting together all the bits and pieces of the entire operation. Operation Transom wasn't about rescuing four Cathar. It was about putting an end to the whole POW slave trade.
Come on, Director,
Theron replied, raising an incredulous eyebrow.
We both know that would never happen. Even if you shut down everyone Morbo ever dealt with, someone else would just step in to take his place.
Maybe so,
the Director conceded.
But at least we'd slow them down for a while. Make the traffic dry up.
Morbo and everyone else at that auction thinks the explosion at the spaceport has something to do with selling POWs,
Theron countered.
They're not going to start chasing after fresh meat anytime soon.
I heard there were casualties,
the director said.
Four dead,
Theron admitted.
Three were hired assassins, kind of asking for it if you go into that line of work. The fourth was a low-level thug working for the old Tian Brotherhood. I looked into him. He won't be missed.
So Tefith made it out okay?
More or less.
Then I guess it's all worth it in your book.
The director sighed.
Did she have any idea you were there?
I don't think so.
With all the times you've helped her out, she can't be that bright if she hasn't noticed you by now.